to listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jeff Swag, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's who? It's the Game Raven Wrestling Podcast. Welcome back, my good buddies.
My ninjas.
To an all-new episode of Game Rage Wrestling. God, we're so original with calling it what it is. Anyways, my name's Josh. I'm here today with another one good buddy, Adam. And today, we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss what the fuck is actually wrong with Tony Khan.
And maybe we'll talk about the match card for Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, we're also going to discuss that too if I can find it, because I'm sure it's up by now considering how it's fucking Friday. It's tomorrow.
I already forgot.
Anyways, before we get into that though, if you want to check out our shit on social media, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on Twitter, Instagram. Or no. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. You can follow Adam at All Gas, No Trash Official on Instagram. And you can also check out Substack/ All Gas, No Trash Official. Or is it just All Gas, No Trash?
Substack.com/ All Gas, No Trash Official.
All right. I don't know what the fuck's going on with AEW, man.
Tony Khan's having an aneurysm.
I think Tony Khan is lost his fucking goddamn mind, is what I think happened. Now, I'm just going to say this because, like, obviously, I mean, I don't know. We don't know for sure if this is real or not, but goddamn, it sure seems like it is. But this whole issue with Rey Fénix and him being pissed off that he posted a bunch of tweets saying he's been treated, like, inhumanely and all this shit. And then there's this statement that supposedly Tony Khan put out
being treated like one of the escape monkeys from South Carolina.
Yeah, and South basically Carolina. Said, sorry, I didn't speak taco person, but I thought you were hungry and I sent you to get food instead of getting medical treatment. Is basically what he said. And I don't know why you would say that. Basically also blaming the fact that he doesn't speak English that well. You guys don't have a translator? Like, there's not a staff member? Okay, because also, think about this. They have a ton of guys from New Japan who really don't speak English that well either. So, you don't have a guy that speaks Japanese and English that can, like, translate for these dudes?
Yeah, it's kind of insulting to our intelligence, and it's also kind of insulting to Tony Khan himself that he's playing that stupid card. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck would make that argument? Oh, I didn't really know Rey Fénix wanted hip surgery. I thought he wanted a taco.
Yeah. Also, who at AEW was like, who proofread this and said, hey, Tony, this is a good idea. You should say that you accidentally sent him to go get food when he was telling you he was hurt. You should say that. This is a good thing to say.
I'm not inclined to believe that this is real because it looks and reads as absurd.
It does, but also that's what lends me to believe it is real. So I don't know, man. Also, I'm sure this is, even if this isn't real, I'm sure this is probably exactly how the fuck this place is run. I don't think Tony Khan knows how to fucking run a company.
Well, a wrestling company
No, not even a wrestling company. I just don't think he knows how to run a fucking company. All right, because if you just knew basic shit of how to run a company, you should have, okay, cool, like, we got guys that are athletes. We should have a full medical staff that's, like, going to take care of shit or make sure that they get taken care of. Obviously, we're going to have translators for everything if we need that.
Yeah, for a language barrier.
Yeah, considering that we hire guys that aren't going to the WWE because they're from international organizations.
Or how about this? The fact that phones have artificial intelligence that allow you to translate in real time.
You can literally Google Translate on an app. You can talk into it and it'll speak to the language.
Yeah.
And then they can speak into it and it'll speak English. That's insane to me that happens. But yeah. Whatever. End of the day, AEW is being horribly mismanaged. And not for just this Rey Fénix reason. I mean, Penta El Zero, his tag team, one half of the Lucha Brothers, which is, you know, They're an excellent tag team. I think they're one of the best tag teams that are in tag team wrestling today. And his Penta El Zero's contract expired. And he said, fuck him out. Where's Ray Phoenix's contract. What?
Where's he going?
Right now, he's just working in Mexico and he's doing like independent shit because their plan, and from what I've already heard, is that WWE is signing them basically, but they need to wait until Ray Phoenix's contract is up. And so Tony Khan is supposedly extending it because Ray Phoenix has been injured. And that's why he's going on saying, hey, yeah, I've been injured, but you guys didn't fucking help me at all. Like, you didn't give me any treatment. So, like, fuck you. You want to extend my contract, like, because of the injury time. So, essentially, also, it's kind of bullshit, too, because of the fact that they've had Ricky Starks literally sitting at home for, like, fucking 12 or 14 months.
Since what? Since Edge? Like, since he talked to Edge or what? Like, when that whole fucking thing? Yeah,
he has not been on TV, like, since then. And he even went on that idiot Chris Van Vliet's podcast and was talking about, he's like, I don't know, I just been sitting at home. They haven't called me. I don't know. I'd like to work, but they...
So he's collecting a paycheck on
Yeah, he's under contract, so he's getting paid, and he hasn't been wrestling. He hasn't been doing shit. And...
So what do I do now?
And honestly, yeah, I don't know. You just sit at home. This is all the bad shit of how WCW is run. He's making the same fucking mistakes. And this is that shit where you got these guys on this money, and you're not even using them. You're not even... Ricky Starks is... Let's just be real. He's one of the up-and-coming top talents. Like, I mean...
He can talk on the mic, yeah?
Yeah, he can talk on the mic. He can wrestle. Yeah, he needs to get more exposure and get work. But, like, he's a dude that can be one of your top guys if you utilize him. But having him sit at home for a year? The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That is stupid as hell. And granted, that's a problem that AEW has because they got so many dudes under contract. Now, what do you do with all of them? Hell, when they only had Dynamite, you got 2 hours of TV a week. What do you do with 45 fucking guys?
And 20 belts.
Not everybody can get on TV. And also, okay, now you got 4 hours a week because you got that fucking, what's the other fucking show called? Collision? You got 4 hours a week, okay?
And the dark matches.
Well, but you got, okay, yeah, that's all you're doing is dark matches. But here's the problem. You look at those arenas, man, they ain't selling shit for tickets.
No, like, and the angles that they're choosing to show, like, the stadium itself or the arena, or probably more appropriately the arena, it's the camera facing the other side with numerous people, and then you cut back to camera side.
And there's nothing.
There's nothing, but they have, at the very least, around the perimeter.
Yeah,
they
one have people, side is looking
but
full.
But even the angle of the camera and what is actually fit inside the frame is just like people along the perimeter. And yeah, you'll see that, but then it extends into the ring itself, but you never see anything beyond.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's very strategic on their part because they don't want it to look like they're not selling tickets. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, the only reason AEW is still in existence is because obviously Tony Khan has that fucking billionaire money and he's fucking funding it. Like, that's it. But eventually, that money's going to run out. I don't know how they're doing in the ratings, other than the fact that, I mean, I just watched when Eric Bischoff came on fucking NXT, and they got a higher rating than fucking AEW Dynamite. Jesus Christ. The fucking minor league show got a better rating because they had a guy from fuck that was hot 20 years ago. Come on. Like,
for one appearance,
fuck, man, one appearance. Well, now I think he's going to be a recurring character.
I hope so. I mean, I like Eric Bischoff.
Yes, so do I. I think he's great. But dude, one fucking, you can't beat the fucking minor league show, the developmental territory show. You can't fucking beat that. God damn, you got problems, son. Like, so I don't know how much longer their contract is that they have with TNT or whatever, or if it's going to get renewed again.
Oh, I think it's, I thought they were moving to HBO Max or, well, they're, or to, like, they're the
gonna,
Discovery.
Well, they're also going to start putting it on the Max thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's, I don't think it's going to be exclusively on there. I think it's still going to air on TNT. I think this is just going to be a bonus thing. And listen.
Oh, so you're saying you don't know what the television deal is?
I don't know what their television deal is or when it's set to expire. Let me see just real quick because I'm curious. Oh, they just signed a new deal with Warner Brothers Discovery.
Warner Discovery.
Let's see.
That's streaming and or their catalog? That's
everything. So financial terms were not disclosed, but according to sources, the deal is valued at upwards of $150 million a year. It sees AEW and Collision remain on TBS and TNT. There was no mention of Rampage. However, AEW is heavily rumored to debut a show on Fox, likely to be titled AEW Shockwave. So it's also going to stream live on Max simultaneously for U.S. subscribers and will be available to stream on demand for subscribers. Wait a minute. At a discounted price for subscribers starting in January of 2025. The fuck does that mean? You got to pay extra? Are you shitting me? All right. Streaming live is fine because, like, I could watch shit live. But like, on demand, I got to pay. What do you mean a discounted price? The fuck does that even mean? You want me to, like, rent it? Are they talking about pay-per-views? Because pay-per-views, if they're going to offer pay-per-views on Max at a discounted rate, I'd be down for that. Because I'll tell you right now, I ain't paying $50 to watch Jon Moxley fight Orange Cassidy in a main event.
On Bleacher Report or whatever the fuck they...
What's the other one? DAZN. Fuck that. I hate those services. They're all terrible for pay-per-views, and they can suck a dick. I did one... I did, what was it?
Forbidden Door?
Yeah, Forbidden Door 1 year. And it was trash. The streaming quality was horrific. The shit kept cutting out. I fucking told them a fucking very strongly worded email and told them I wanted my money back, and they told me to go fuck myself. So I will never purchase anything from them
again. Fuck yeah.
So I will say that if it's going to be on Max, then okay, cool. I listen, if it's going to be on Max for $19.99, I'll pay that to watch these pay-per-views, because I think that the pay-per-views they put on are actually decent in terms of the matches that they throw together.
Yeah.
But that's because they got a fucking shit ton of guys and whatever. I like nostalgia fucking wrestling. Or whatever, so I like, you know, you get to see Edge and Daniel Bryan fucking fighting each other, but.
Or fucking Ricochet and Will Ospreay do the exact same thing
that they did everywhere else. Like
tumbling, like doing gymnastic tumbling.
As fucking Jim Cornette calls it, the ballet dancing of fucking wrestling.
It's true, dude. It is. Like,
it's fucking hilarious.
Oh man, when you're talking about. And now I see it. Like, I didn't understand what Kevin Nash was fucking griping about when it came to the difference between modern wrestling and what happens currently. Is, dude, you could tell, like, you know, when it's coordinated, back then, you couldn't tell. Like, it just looked like natural fist fighting.
Yeah.
And also suplexes.
Right.
And counters look like they were actually happening in real time, as opposed to what Will Ospreay and fucking Ricochet do. It doesn't come across as genuine. It looks like circus shit.
Yeah, it does. It really looks like that carny shit, man. Like, yeah. It really does. And
don't get me wrong, I like Will Ospreay. Yeah,
so do I. And listen, it's exciting to watch, but like, goddamn, gentlemen, every fucking match, can you do something different for once?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see where the fuck this goes. I haven't watched AEW programming in a while.
Neither have I. I don't even know what happened to MJF or Cole or any of that shit.
Yeah, I think that MJF is back into like the mid-card title scene now, which is a fucking...
The last thing I remember is that he's got this new American history revisionist.
Yeah, because he's like he's like the U.S. champion or some shit. So like,
yeah. Now, so he was talking about the Civil War, and he's like, "Oh no, there was just a misunderstanding," and like, you know, he was like downplaying the Civil War that it never actually happened. It was a few men that got in a skirmish or something. So I don't know. That's as much as I know about MJF. Or dude, it's like Adam Cole even active like has, because he's only really appeared as somebody in the ring, but with the cast that he had on for like 2 years, or I don't even know what happened to him, but I honestly don't know if he's been active in AEW in the last 6 months.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not 100% sure on that either. I mean, we do have this Full Gear fucking coming up. That already happened. November 23rd. There's another one coming up.
Yeah, there's like a New Year's Revolution one.
Yeah, World's End. That's the other one. But this one, that's the last thing that I saw was like a promo of this fucking shit where it was Jon Moxley fighting fucking Orange Cassidy for the AEW World title.
Oh, yeah. I think people are having a fit about mainly a joke character, like getting in the ring with Jon Moxley.
And now all of a sudden he's like a serious guy. Like, we're supposed to fucking just, he was a meme character.
Yeah.
And now he's like he's fighting for the world title and he's in the title picture. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. That's a little, That's a little fucked.
Wait, John Moxley's the AEW champion?
Yeah, he's the current AEW champion.
Wait, what happened to fucking Bryan Danielson being champion?
I think he beat his ass and fucking told him to fuck straight off. I think that's what ended up happening.
Okay.
Let's see. This is for 2024. Oh, MJF is going to fight Adam Cole.
Adam, okay. So
at the 2024.
Damn, so.
Oh, no, wait. That was this. Was that this year? No, wait. Matches.
What year is this?
This is the 2024 one? Oh, yeah, this is the next one. World's End 2024. This will be at December 28th. That's the next pay-per-view.
Oh, wow. So the build-up for, you know, this long-term storytelling, MJF and Adam Cole actually face each other.
Yeah, in a singles match.
So in our entire absence from... In our entire absence from not even looking into AEW since probably the last time we talked about them,
yeah,
they haven't done shit, only just getting started with Adam Cole and...
And now the main event looks like it's going to be Jon Moxley versus Orange Cassidy versus Hangman Page versus Jay White in a Fatal 4-Way for the title.
Interesting.
I mean, I like Hangman Page and fucking Jay White, but...
I don't know.
Apparently, CM Punk fucking hates Hangman Page because he's an asshole. He went off script and was talking shit about him in like a promo when he was in there. And he's like, you know, when I went in there and he was supposed to do this promo and like... He goes off and he starts talking shit about something that has nothing to do with the fuck we're talking about. Now, how am I supposed to respond? Because I can't go then and say what I was going to say because it has nothing.
Or paraphrase it.
Yeah, like, it has nothing to do with what you said. So, like, fuck do I do?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You caught me off. Caught me with my pants down.
Basically, yeah. So, I don't know. If this, this one won't be on fucking.
All right, we'll look up Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, that's the next one that we're going to do. Saturday night's main event. Here we fucking go.
How many matches? Five?
I think so. Let's see. Where is the newest one? Oh.
And this is just a one-off. It's not an ongoing program.
Wait, what? Shit. No, they're doing this one again. Look at that. They're doing one December 14th, which is this week, and then they're doing one in January 25th of 2025, like a month later.
So it's a monthly thing, like a monthly, what the fuck is it, a monthly PLE?
No, this is going to be on regular fucking TV. This is like on NBC.
Okay, I thought Saturday Night's Main Event was like a weekly program, like fucking, like NXT.
It was like back in like the 80s. See, look, you see.
Like, I thought it was the
okay, so it had the first run, original rules from 1985 to 92. Okay, it was a late night time slot that was usually for Saturday Night Live reruns. Okay. And so instead of that, they started putting them in there. And then it kind of became like, it was like quarterly from what I remember. It used to be quarterly. And then they went down to like, oh, let's do it like a couple times a month or whatever. And then it was like every other week. And then... When they brought it back in 2006, this was a like
weekly program
for a certain period of time.
It was on Tuesdays.
Yeah, Saturday Night's Main Event was on Tuesdays.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
No, because I thought at some point they were called. It was just called Main Event, and it would.
No, that was another show. That was like the Velocity or like.
No! I'm not talking about Velocity. There was
whatever.
There was a program. Obviously there was Monday Night Raw, and then there was Thursdays there was SmackDown, or maybe it was Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then there was a third show that happened on Tuesdays, I think.
When it was WWE.
Yes.
All right, here, we'll just find it right now, because we have the whole list right here. Okay, so these are PLEs, okay, these are television, we had Raw, SmackDown, oh, Main Event in 2012. Oh yeah, you're right. Main Event is a weekly television show produced by WWE. So this was in 2012, or...
So it was 1 year that it was active.
Main Event. Look at that. It's the same fucking script and coloring and everything. They just took off Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's very confusing.
You almost had me because I was like, no, wait, hold up. I know
not,
this is.
It says not to be confused with Saturday night's Main Event. It's
yes,
the
but
same
it's the same shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Is it on Tuesday? Was it on Tuesdays? Let's see. It was on the ION Television Network. It was on Hulu, WWE.com, the network, Peacock now. Oh, shit. It's still running? Let's see. It used to be the replacement. It was the replacement for WWE Superstars. Man, I remember that show when it was back in the 90s and the early 2000s. That was a good show. Let's see. It was... Yeah, it was a weekly episodes. God damn. Weekly show. Yep, 52 episodes.
Yeah, but now it's coming back and they're saying that Saturday... So, but they're distinguishing it.
Oh, no, it still exists. It never went away. It still exists. It's still around. Because look at that. 2023, 51 episodes. 2024 so far, 50 episodes they've done.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. Who the fuck's on this show? Like, what is this show about? Like,
when does it come out?
Let's see.
That is rather
surprising. NXT wrestlers appear on Main Event to evaluate the performance and audience reception when performing with members of the main roster. That's basically what it is now, but what is it on?
I've never seen it.
On Peacock. 2021 to present, it says Peacock.
I've never fucking seen it.
I've never seen
advertisements for it. I've seen fucking WWE Speed for fucking Twitter.
Shit, they have a whole Speed Championship that exists. I have not ever seen this, but apparently it's still around. It's been around, didn't go away, so we'll have to look into that.
All right, well, in any case.
Anyway, Saturday night's main event.
Match card.
Coming up, we will have... Oh, yeah, that's another thing. They said that Jesse Ventura is going to fucking provide commentary. I want to say this. I love fucking Jesse Ventura, but unfortunately, the dude's like 80, and... If you've seen him on interviews that he's done on, like, podcasts, he sounds like shit. He rambles. He's 80. He has, like, dementia or some shit. I don't think this is going to be good. I think this is going to be bad. Like I said, I love Jesse Ventura, all right? Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to talk shit about the guy, but I think this commentary is going to be terrible. I hope he proves me wrong, and I hope he's fucking just, like, normal Jesse Ventura and doesn't talk about fucking, like...
Being fucked over by Hogan.
Yeah, like everything that he does turns into the conspiracy theories about the government or being fucked over by Hogan. That's it. Like, that's all we get. But, you know, it might be kind of funny if you throw some of those in, though. I don't know. Anyways, so we got match number
skip
one.
Skip over don't all
care.
That.
Don't care. Women's match. Okay, now, triple threat match for the World Heavyweight title.
Okay, hold up. I take it back. There is point of interest for the first match, allegedly. I don't know if this is going to open the program because it just has matches listed from 1 through 5.
Yeah, we don't know.
Not knowing whether they're actually going to play out that way. But in my mind, if they're going to make this a significant moment for Saturday night's main event to come back and to have... Because, you know, this is something that we've complained about in the past about PLEs where only the title changes... The meaningful title changes really ultimately happen at one of the big four, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if Tiffany Stratton ends up cashing in, like, this would be the time to make it seem as though at any PLE that something could happen.
Yeah, true.
So I think they got to pull the trigger here.
I do, too. I think that they have to.
And that's all I really have to say about that. Everything, the Liv Morgan shit, don't care.
Don't care. All right. But they got to cash in the money in the bank, I feel like. And she has to win, like, in order to make it seem legit.
Yeah.
So the first... match legitimately that we have is going to be Gunther versus Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
For this Finn Balor bullshit, I can't buy into it. He's been interfering with Damian Priest's matches, specifically the two matches that he's had. One at, what was it, Backlash?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what was the other one? Bash of Berlin?
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Bash of Berlin.
Well, in any case... If I end up getting the PLEs wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
The problem with Finn Balor is that it's the inverse Ninja Law for me. Inverse Ninja Law, he has the Judgment Day. He hasn't demonstrated that he is a solo or singles competitor that could handedly win against Damian Priest. What chance does he fucking have against Gunther or Damian Priest in a triple threat match? Well, but of course there's no DQ, so you have the bullshit the bullshit shenanigans with the stable and that's maybe the way he could conceivably win a championship, but it's stupid.
The fact that Gunther and Damian Priest are going to be fighting each other, he could just maybe sit back and fucking he could sneak his way into a victory. It's a triple threat match, anything could happen.
Yes.
I will say I don't know if this match is going to be any good. It's probably going to be bad.
I'm tired of the goddamn Sling Blade. I can't watch. I'm tired of that is Finn Balor ambushing Gunther with a Sling Blade, dude. There's too many moving parts to get right.
And you never
do it. It's the Cody cutter for you.
Yep. Yeah.
For me, the Sling, I hate it.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
But anyways,
I don't hate it as bad as the Cody cutter. But
as far as the results go, I think Gunther retains. I don't think anything's gained by putting the belt back on Damian Priest. Finn Balor just got into the fold. What good is it to add or give him the belt?
Yeah.
In any regard?
None.
I don't know.
I think Gunther retains the title. That's how I think. Next, we got Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre in a singles match.
I don't know what the storyline aspect of this is.
I don't either. I think he has some fucking problem with fucking CM Punk still, and he's like... oh, you're a bitch, and like, I don't know, they're gonna fight each other.
I think it's the bloodline shit. I think because, you know, McIntyre's been fucked over by the bloodline, and Sami Zayn was part of that, but also, like, he wasn't at one point, but now that the bloodline's kind of back, or at least for one night it was,
yeah,
he's like, oh man, you piece of shit. Like, yeah, you're still a scumbag. Let's finish our business.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really care.
I don't really care about this one either. And then we get the main event here, Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship.
Fuck yes, dude. I want Kevin Owens to win. He's the master of lore. Nothing's better than hearing a fucking Kevin Owens promo where he brings back specific dates about things that happened and also continuity errors within the WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he deserves to be champion, dude. Like,
yeah, I do too. I also love that thing where he showed up wearing that fucking shirt tuxedo thing and was like, I dressed to the nines for this. Yeah. And you didn't even wear your fucking stupid suit. How dare you insult me, you bastard. I thought that was fucking great. So
I would be over the moon if fucking Kevin Owens ends up taking the title.
I think it's time to pull this fucking shit off.
The plug off. Rhodes. Yeah.
You need to pull off the plot armor and you need to make him lose fucking hard, too. Like, yeah, bad.
We need a proper heel for to bring back the limited prestige that exists for the undisputed WWE title.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, I really think Cody Rhodes needs to make a heel turn after this.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be what's best for his career. The eternal baby face is this shit's done. And honestly, it's kind of like what happened, I feel like, to Shawn Michaels when he was going through his epic baby face run. And then it kind of got a little bit stale. And then they were like, what do we do? And then that's when he started doing a little bit of this like attitude shit.
Yeah. Rubbing the Canadian flag in between his crotch. Yep.
Oh yeah. Sticking up his nose and shit. And then turning basically full heel was icing on the cake, man. That was legit. I think Cody Rhodes needs to do that, man. I think he needs to fucking turn full heel. I think he needs to start a stable, and I think he needs to just start being an asshole. He does need to learn how to wrestle better, but you know, whatever. Maybe that's
I time. Think we need the renewal of a poverty version of Legacy.
Oh man, that'd be so cool if he could get what's his name, Ted DiBiase Jr. to fucking come back.
Get somebody else. Nah, build somebody else up.
Just have him be a part of it though. Like, I mean, let's make like a proper thing. Yeah,
the Tangaloa of the fucking Legacy. Legacy.
I love you, fucking Cody. The whole time. That'd be fucking awesome, man.
Okay, so I mean, it's entirely possible, man. If we're okay, I know we were shitting on WWE saying that we don't have high hopes for the Netflix Raw era, that seemingly nothing will really change, and maybe an F-bomb gets dropped or a shit or an ass or whatever the limit in vocabulary might be, it'll somewhat be dialed back. But in terms of getting more tweener characters or people floating between face and heel, that would be indicative of, yes, the PG era is over.
Needs to be done, yeah.
The Netflix era has begun, and therefore maybe by proxy SmackDown starts evolving into that too. And I did want to briefly transition over into talking about how they were going to give a hand wavy reason for how the best superstars or wrestlers ended up back on Monday Night Raw. So now it's been revealed that there's going to be, much like college football, a transfer portal. So now we're gonna see eventually Roman Reigns end up on fucking Raw, at least in my opinion. And yeah, you have to presumably have Cody Rhodes. So this, to me, this is Netflix strong arming WWE and telling them, hey, we paid you fucking whatever billions of dollars, and we intend to make every fucking dime back and then some. So you owe us Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, CM Punk, pretty much everybody.
All the names.
LA Knight, and you could keep them on fucking SmackDown. Officially, SmackDown is now the
full B show.
The full B show. A distant fucking from second place, from first place.
Which kind of makes sense why AEW is going to basically premiere a show on Fox once this WWE deal is done, is because I think they're like, fine, fuck you guys, you're going to, in the last whatever, however many months of the contract with Fox, you're going to rip all the stars away and basically just give us this bullshit ass show.
Yeah, no.
Cool. We're gonna hire your competitor next.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think that's what's gonna happen. And then I think SmackDown will probably go to Well, I don't know if Netflix has SmackDown. No, they probably do have SmackDown money. Let's be honest. I don't think SmackDown will be worth much at that point. But if you get both of them, then I think it kind of goes back to the old days where it's like, who cares who's on what show? I think this brand split thing is, we just need to go away with it. I never liked it back in 06 when they fucking did it the first time. I never fucking liked it. I thought it was stupid. Well, really, I think they did it originally in 2003. But I didn't like that. I didn't like the brand split at all. I thought it diluted shit and it only limited, you know, what you could get as opposed to having everyone possibly be involved in everything. I think we need to go back to that. I think we need to go back to there's anybody could be on whatever. There's no separate championships anymore. I think we need to parse down the belts. Okay. I know the women's division, they just added more, but I mean, let's whatever, let them have it. All right. There's they haven't had shit. Let's let the women have it. Parse down the fucking belts. Your main belt, that's it. You just got your main world heavyweight championship, undisputed title, whatever you're going to call it. That's it. And then we have a U.S. title. We have an intercontinental title. We need to bring back maybe like a lightweight title. I think we should have a hardcore title. All right. I think that's what we need to bring back, the hardcore belt. And then you got your slew of women's belts. All right. So, and plus the tag team. You know, tag team is basically irrelevant right now. But you got those belts. I think that's going to be enough for two shows. Shit. You can have your... Even if you wanted to, just make a TV championship. You own the WCW, you own the television title. You could make a TV title. Like, you could easily do that. Throw in the third mid-card title, make it be the TV title. Make that the one that we get fucking title defenses all the time on whatever, fucking Raw or SmackDown, whatever. Once a week, it gets defended on one of those things. And then fuck about with the rest of it. You can have other storylines. That's how they used to do it, right? Like, it used to be like that. Hell, you could even have... championship. We used to get WWF title matches on Raw every once in a while. You know, you'd have intercontinental matches, European title, fucking all that shit, right?
I think that one for sure. I think talking about championship matches for where there might be an outcome that somebody ends up becoming the new champion, I think that happens a little bit more frequently on
Netflix
Raw.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think it does.
Because you need something to get you over between the pay-per-views at some point.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, you can't expect the ratings to be consistently bangers if you're putting out shit. So every once in a while, you need to drop...
title match.
Drop a title match and also somebody...
change
hands. And I do want to ultimately... Well, I don't know if you had anything else to add, but one of the last things I wanted to mention is for this being yet another... Well, what I imagine to be a PLE or something of that sort. Once again, we have gotten the lack of Wyatt Six bullshit. The ongoing story that these guys are fucking nobodies, and this is a complete farce, and this will ultimately not go anywhere. Therefore, tarnishing the legacy of both Bo Dallas and also
Bray Wyatt. Yeah, I mean this is now going to be referred to as the Wyatt Sucks, all right? That's what this is. And I'm sorry that it has to be like that. But they did it to themselves. I didn't do this. I didn't make this storyline suck dicks. I had nothing to do with it. All I did was sit here and consume it and realize that this is the stupidest shit they could have did. And it was even stupider by them going nowhere with it. Going absolutely nowhere. I will say... the backstage scene was cool as fuck when they literally fucking looked like they had taken a gun and shot fucking Chad Gable in the head. Yeah. All right. That was cool as shit. But to do nothing with it after that is you fucked it. Now it's done. Now I don't care. And now I want it to just disappear. I don't even want to hear about it. As a matter of fact, all of them need to be fired. That's it. Not going to NXT. Deleted. Send them to AEW. Get out of here with that shit. I'm sorry. It's stupid.
Yeah. And then just to add it real quickly, I'm all for Kofi Kingston and
Man.
What's the other assholes? I keep
Xavier
thinking,
Woods.
Xavier Austin Creed.
Yeah.
I'm all for it, man. I think this is a great way to extend the shelf life of the New Day and to give us something different and to bury two put away any idea that Big E had any chance of coming back. It just puts that to rest, even though in my mind, this is actually potentially his comeback, you know, 6 months from now or whatever, whatever they decide to debut him or whatever. Yeah. But ultimately, like, I would love to see fucking Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston be a legitimate heel fucking tag team that eventually wins the championship. And I don't know what they're doing with the Alpha Academy, but that shit needs to die as well. I think it's ran its course with like the Tozawa and Otis and Maxxine Dupri. Chad Gable was kind of holding it together, and now now they've been relegated to just backstage scenes with not a whole lot of wrestling. So what does that tell you? They don't have a lot of faith in that stable to get in the ring or whatever. So I don't know. I think that's going to eventually die. And of course the New Testament with the Miz and shit, who gives a shit? I don't care about the poverty fucking bloodline guys that are, all they do is just grunt and say dumb shit. And then Karrion Kross. I think that shit goes nowhere. And I think from top to bottom, Raw needs to be a fucking banger show when it gets on Netflix and Raw, or rather when it ends up on Netflix. It just needs to start fresh, man.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I am legitimately going to heavily be judging this first episode of Raw that comes on Netflix that we watch, because it is going to be how they set the tone. Like, you're going to have to set the fucking tone for what this thing on Netflix is going to be.
Set the tone, boys.
And you can't do it by doing a Raw that was on USA Network or whatever.
No.
You have to do it into a new thing.
Okay, the first telltale sign of how shitty Raw is going to be, that this is ultimately not going to change anything, is if they use the exact same fucking stage, the entrance stage. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same, if they don't do something different, and it doesn't even have to be better. It doesn't have to be different. It doesn't have to be big or anything like that. It just has to be fucking different. If they decide not to do anything different, that is an immediate indication that this is more of the same.
I will go you one step further than that.
Okay, what do you got?
If the opening and the theme song are the same as it's been, well, if it's not new, if it's not something different, it doesn't have to be new, but if it's not something different than what has been on regular television, that will immediately signal to me that this is going to be the same shit. Mm. I think we'll be able to tell in the first fucking 30 seconds of the show if this is going to be the same shit or not. And I really hope they fucking changed something. I hope they show us that this is really going to be different, because if you don't, I'm already going to go in like points off already. Already starting it. Now, instead of maybe starting at 5, we're starting at 0. Like if the first, in the first 2 minutes of the show opening, the intro and the reveal of the set, if it's the same old shit that we've been seeing on TV, it's over. I think this is going to be indicative of, like you said, it's going to fucking be the same old shit. And there was no difference from going to Netflix, other than maybe we'll get a fuck here and there. Well, I don't even know if we'll get that. We might get a shit or an ass or something to that effect, but we're not going to get anything good. It's going to just be the same old bullshit. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I will say I am excited to watch it, though.
We're a bit of ways away, though.
Yeah, it's January 6th. So, I mean, it's 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks away. We're getting there. I don't know if they're going to issue any kind of like preview for what the show is going to, like the match card is going to be. I mean, maybe like a PLE kind of. I don't know. I kind of hope we get a little preview of what the first Netflix Raw match card is going to be. So we can kind of maybe even prejudge it based on that potentially. So anyways, I'm sure we will do in the week leading up to it. I'm sure we're going to do a full prediction of what we think is going to happen.
One more thing.
Yeah.
All right. As with any good story, right?
Uh-huh.
The heel has to, or the villain usually has to win 90% of the story, like from the get-go, right?
Right, yeah.
And then it eventually results in the hero triumphing, right?
Yeah.
So it almost makes sense for Kevin Owens to be the title holder when they go into the first Raw.
Yeah.
Because they need to go off of something for Cody to work towards, because once again, it is more of the same shit if Cody ends up just holding the title, and we just get more of the same matches that we've kind of been expecting, where he gets, you know, a fight against AJ Styles or like veterans or whatever. So right. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that does make sense, is to have him go into it with that. Or maybe I think we're getting a
title match.
I think we're getting both belts.
You think we're getting both belts?
I think they have to. Because again, remember, there's also technically January doesn't have a PLE.
They need to make it matter.
February is the first, is when the Royal Rumble's happening or whatever. It's not until February 1st. And then March is Elimination Chamber, and then April's WrestleMania.
Okay.
So January is going to have a Saturday night's main event in it, as we saw at the end of the month, but who gives a fuck about that? Their PLE for January is the opening Raw on Netflix. That's what they have to be looking at it as. And I think you get a lot of title matches. That's what I think that we should get. And if you want to start off strong, that's how you do it. And I mean, it'd be great if we got to see an LA Knight Shinsuke rematch where they actually fucking gave a shit and fucking did something. That'd be cool.
Okay.
It'd be cool if we got, a tag title defense. It'd be cool if we got a world heavyweight title match. Hell, maybe they drop both belts at this fucking event. You do a complete swerve on everybody. All the belts that are on the line change hands. And then going into Raw, now you've got basically 4 weeks of TV leading up to this Raw where they're going to have their rematches. I mean, that would be kind of like smart. That would make sense. We won't find out, obviously, until tomorrow when we watch this thing and see what happens with it. But at any rate, I think that you have to go in strong with a bunch of title defenses on the line or a bunch of title matches at the very least. And you got to treat this like a PLE. And I think that if they do that and they come in with a new presentation and a new sort of vibe about what Raw is going to be, I think it might go well.
I also think they need to be selective about what story beats that they're going to follow. Cause in the having fucking 4 to 5 matches back to back with no, something to break it up in between.
Yeah.
The beats, the storylines, they have to be banging too.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now the storylines are kind of meh. They're kind of meh. And I think over the next 4 weeks, you can start those storylines to get
to WrestleMania.
Well, it's going to be hot going. Those storylines you can get to be sort of going in kind of maybe like just not boiling, but like right below boiling hot.
Yeah.
Get people interested, have their matches. And then, oh, shit, now these feuds are all red hot. And then you carry that through to WrestleMania or whatever.
Oh, shit, man. The way you take it to nuclear is it goes in the ring at Royal Rumble. Something happens between some of the people that are already feuding, which is naturally going to happen anyways, because all these assholes are trying to get to the main event of WrestleMania.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, you really want to escalate it there at Royal Rumble.
Your sub-storylines get created with dudes that got eliminated.
Yeah.
And eliminated each other.
Right.
Because you can only have one guy win the Rumble, right?
Yep.
So if you have multiple storylines going that you can start feuds now of dudes that were fighting hard, like your last six guys that are the final six or whatever, those guys can now feud those that eliminated each other.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And that can be something you can get going. So, And then obviously the guy who was number two is going to be, you could start some shit between him and the guy who won. Maybe you could throw in like, I'm going to put my Royal Rumble defense on the line at fucking Elimination Chamber. Who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of shit you could do.
Yep.
So we'll see. I don't know if what they're going to do is going to be good or bad, but we'll find out. So
I'm sure we'll be back here shitting on it.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. I'm sure at any rate, we'll be at least shitting on it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
I don't want, and this is the thing, man. I love wrestling. I don't want to shit on it, but when it sucks, it sucks. Like, you got to shit on it. You can't fucking justify it.
Yeah.
Here we are talking about it, though. So you're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The fucking Damian Sandow special, dude. Yeah, you're exactly. Welcome.
Anyways, all right, we got anything else to say?
No.
All right, that'll end it for us. This was a long format episode. Good. All right, you want to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. Go check out the All Gas No Trash podcast. And also, Subscribe to him on Substack at substack.com/allgasnotrashofficial, and you can see all of his very informative and degrading articles that he writes about people.
No. There's not libel in there. I mean, it's not no, degeneracy. No, it's legitimate.
The facts are degrading to them. Though. the facts are not usually in their favor that you're writing them about. So it is degrading to them, but it's true. So
yeah.
That's where it's degrading. Anyways, all right. That's it for us. We'll fucking catch you guys on the next one. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.